other term, sometimes we call it a harmonic harp,
yeah,
what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there was another one that you played like this.
Jeer's harp.
Yeah, broken many a tooth on one daddy head. Right, what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. All right, you were talking about some things. We'll get to this now. All right, if you got a wagon and two horses, what's a long piece that goes between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay, if you have a horse pulling a buggy, you hitch him up, you have to back him into the...
chest.
Okay. What's outside of a wagon wheel called?
Hub.
The hub, no, outside. Edith. The outside. On that, what goes on the outside of the wheel, the steel part?
Well, it had a metal rim around it and spokes, and they fit in the hub.
Okay.
And that went on the axle, and it was tightened with a bolt.
Okay. You've already mentioned the term. When you hitch the horse to a wagon, you had to...
The harness on the mule.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to bring the precincts.
Okay. You hooked it to single tree? You know what single tree is?
Probably that was it, single tree.
Okay, that's what you hooked the horse to, right?
Yeah.
And then if you had two horses, you hooked them up, and then you'd have another thing that...
Well, you had a single tree for each horse.
And then you had another...
And the tongue was between them.
Yeah, and you had another
And
one.
You had the lines. There'd be two lines, you know, about middle ways.
Mm-hmm.
Horse's back and pass under the bit, the horse would be weighing on the bridle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you would guide them, but you just used two lines.
Okay. Each of those single trees is hooked to what else? Do you remember?
Trace change.
Okay. Sometimes there's a term called a double tree, which is the other part back there. I think you know what it is, but you didn't know the term.
Yeah.
Okay. The man had a load of wood in his wagon. He was driving along. You'd say he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
Okay. If you had some logs and you had to bring them across the road, you hitch up a horse to it and let the horse just pull it across the road, really with nothing under it.
Well, now, like they used to cut a lot of timber, they call it logging. It put the horse a log.
Okay.
Or pulling the man.
All right.
Call it logging.
Logging. All right, we tied a horse to it and tied a horse to this particular log and we moved it out of the way. We'd say we, what else? Maybe drag it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, in terms of plowing, what's the first thing you do when you're getting ready to plant?
Well, you have to use the planter. These old-fashioned planters were, they had a hopper, you could use it for planting cotton, or you could use it for planting corn.
Okay.
And you'd hitch a horse, a mule, to the single tree that was on the planter, and it had handles, and you'd hold on to the handles and keep the horse right in the dirt, but it had to be laid off. The rows had to be laid off with a single foot.
Mm-hmm. And you used a
scooter plow to lay it off the rows.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad could lay them off the whole field and look like it'd be a 1-inch difference in the width of the rows.
Mm-hmm. What would you use different other kinds of plows during the year, during the planting season and throughout the summer, depending on what you needed to do or what?
Well, we had what he called a cover. He'd use that sometimes to cover corn. Sometimes a lot of people would hand drop the corn and just use the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it had two little plows on each side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it had the single tree to hitch the horse to.
Yeah.
And you cover it like that.
What about